And the Michigan hockey team program's 90-year history, some 600 players have scored more than 10,000 total goals. But the man who scored the team's very first goal 90 years ago might still be the most impressive one of the bunch. I'm Michigan Radio sports commentator John Eubakin, and I'm here to give you the story of Eddie Kahn. Eddie Kahn's father was Albert Kahn, one of the nation's greatest architects. Albert designed more than 2,000 buildings, including such Detroit icons as the Fisher Building, the Detroit Athletic Club, and the Detroit News. In Ann Arbor, Kahn built Burton Tower, Angel Hall, West Engineering, and the Graduate Library, among others, and Hill Auditorium, which turns 100 years old this year. They are still among the most beloved buildings on Michigan's campus. His son, Eddie, however, was not exactly destined for greatness. His first day working at his father's firm was such a disaster, he put on his hat, left the office, and he never returned. He was also a failing student until one day, when he was playing outfield for Phillips Andover Academy against arch-rival Exeter, he hauled in 7 fly balls in one game. From that point on, he wrote, "I had complete confidence and everything seemed easy." Kahn took this confidence with him when he entered Michigan in 1918, training to be a doctor in the very hospital his father had designed. Eddie also played on the hockey team, coached by a former professional player named Joseph Bars, who also happened to be a medical school student. I'm pretty sure this marks the first and only time in the entire history of college hockey when a team's captain and coach were both medical school classmates. When Michigan played its first varsity hockey game on January 12, 1923, Eddie Kahn scored the very first goal. The next season, his teammates named him the team's second captain of all time. That's enough acclaim for most lifetimes. Kahn was an original. He hated doing lab work, and he was too impatient to play the holes of a golf course in order. And he never carried cash, and this was long before credit cards. Kahn studied in Russia with Dr. Ivan Pavlov, yes, of Pavlovian response fame. He hung out in Paris with people like Gertrude Stein and Ernest Hemingway. When Kahn volunteered for the Army during World War II, he entered France through Normandy just a few weeks after D-Day. He mended soldiers at the Battle of the Bulge. And when it came time to liberate the City of Light, he led American generals into the city because he knew his way around and he could speak French fluently. When Kahn returned to Ann Arbor, he went flying with Charles Lindbergh, who tested planes at nearby Willow Run during the war. When they buzzed the Huron River, they almost crashed into the riverbank before Lindbergh pulled the plane out of trouble. But, Kahn wrote, "I have never seen a man so relaxed or so much part of an airplane." Kahn was just as masterful as a neurosurgeon. A colleague once said, "No physician was more deeply admired and loved by his patients than was Eddie Kahn." Thinking back on his old friend and mentor, Dr. Rudy Reichert said, "He was just a remarkable guy." It's fair to say, when he died in 1985, his lifelong quest to be more than just his famous father's son had to be deemed an unqualified success. He was Eddie Kahn.